I went into pushing with Bill Gaines, who handled the uptown business. I met Bill in an 8th Avenue cafeteria after I finished up in the village. He had a few good customers, and Izzy, probably his best, had a job as a cook on a tugboat in New York Harbor. He was one of the 103rd Street boys. Izzy had done time for pushing, was known as a thoroughly right guy, and he had a steady source of income. This is a perfect customer. When I arrived at the cafeteria where we had our meet, there was Bill sitting at a table, his skinny frame huddled in someone else's overcoat. After Bill got his shot, a little color crept into his face, and he would become almost coy. It was a gruesome sight. I remember once he told me how he'd been propositioned by a queer who offered him $20. Bill declined, saying, I don't think you would be very well satisfied. Bill twitched his fleshless hips. You should see me in the nude, he said. I'm really cute. One of Bill's most distasteful conversation routines consisted of detailed bulletins on the state of his bowels. Sometimes it gets so I have to reach my fingers in and pull it out. Hard as porcelain, you understand. The pain is terrible. Listen, I said, this connection keeps giving us a short count. I only got 80 caps out of the last batch after it was cut. Well, you can't expect too much. If I could go to a hospital and get a good enema, but they won't do a thing for you unless you check into the hospital. And, of course, I can't do that. They keep you at least 24 hours. I told them, you're supposed to be a hospital. I'm in pain, and I need treatment. Why can't you just call an attendant and... There was no stopping him. When people start talking about their bowel movements, they are as inexorable as the processes of which they speak.